everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek.
Check out Gallagher and all other Oklahoma State developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for their 4th annual Meeting Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas, selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offering, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at liveauctions.tv or superiorclicktobid.com.
Firm pressure seen in trade today as traders looked for any sense of market stability across the complex. Corn futures today were lower in light trade. July corn futures about 2¾ cents lower. Stock markets were lower in light trade as well. The Dow Jones 41 points higher, NASDAQ up 8 points. Over in live cattle today, firm losses have quickly replaced early mixed trade throughout the day in the live cattle complex, with October through June futures holding triple-digit losses. Midday selling, though, moved nearby contracts below short-term levels set Monday, with limited ability to keep markets showing further price erosion and widespread liquidation. The entire complex remains extremely oversold, allowing for increased uncertainty throughout the entire complex. Cash cattle interest, though, remaining sluggish today. Box beef cutouts today were lower, $4.08 lower in select and down $1.01 per hundredweight in choice, with moderate movement of 99 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, firm pressure once again moving throughout the complex, with August futures holding $1 per hundredweight losses. The overall lack of support in the complex testing Monday's support levels of $144.35 per hundredweight. August through January contracts, though, hovering within a $2 per hundredweight trading range, while significant premiums throughout the entire complex seem to have evaporated today. Meanwhile, grains were lower today, with corn trade 3 to 4 cents lower, with early gains turning into selling in the day session and little fresh news to move the market. Soybean trade 1 to 3 cents lower, with trade still working to confirm a short-term low amid the ongoing trade uncertainty. Meal was flat to $1 lower and oil 10 to 20 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 2 cents lower in quiet midday trade, with wheat still looking to consolidate gains through resistance and encourage more profit-taking with little fresh news. Europe and the Black Sea area will be watched more as their growing season keeps moving, with mixed to good conditions so far and spring wheat seeding ongoing here in the U.S.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.